At least seven Israelis have been killed in an attack in occupied East Jerusalem. It happened outside a synagogue in the illegal settlement of Neve Yaakov. The Palestinian gunman was shot dead at the scene. It comes a day after Israeli forces killed 10 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, including 9 in a raid on the Jenin refugee camp. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited the scene of the attack, and he's promising immediate action.
We are here after one of the hardest attacks in recent years. I convened a situation assessment with all the security forces. We decided on several immediate actions. We have to work with determination and with composure. I call on people not to take the law into their own hands. For that, we have an army, police, and security forces.
Police in the U.S. city of Memphis have released video showing the beating of an unarmed black man. Let me give you a warning, you may find the images disturbing. Body cam footage and CCTV pictures show the moment police officers tasered and beat Tyree Nichols during his arrest after a traffic stop. He later died from his injuries. The five officers face several charges, including murder and kidnapping. Demonstrations have been held in Memphis in response to Nichols' death. Protesters are calling for justice and an end to police violence. Lawyers for Nichols' family want Memphis police to disband a specialized police unit that focuses on street crime. The U.S. Justice Department has charged three men with plotting to kill a prominent American-Iranian activist. Writer and women's rights campaigner Masih Alinejad, who lives in Brooklyn, says she was the intended target. Peru's Congress has rejected a request by President Dina Boluarte to bring elections forward to this year. She's been facing violent protests calling for her resignation. Boluarte took office in December after her predecessor, Pedro Castillo, was arrested for illegally trying to dissolve Congress. Three people are dead and at least two others are missing after torrential rain caused extreme flooding in New Zealand's largest city. A state of emergency in Auckland will remain in place for 7 days after Friday's downpour. The city received 75% of its usual summer rainfall in just 15 hours.